Okay, so sometimes you stumble across these stories online, right?
Yeah.
They feel almost like forgotten local legends, really unsettling.
Yeah, like whispers from somewhere, maybe the past, maybe just sideways from reality.
Exactly. And today we're diving into one of those. It popped up, feels like a modern myth almost, pulled from some obscure corner of social media.
And what's interesting is how it starts. Very grounded, actually.
Right. Not with a bang, but with, well, something kind of mundane but odd.
Yeah, 1943, Mexico. A guy's walking on the beach.
And he finds an egg.
Just an egg.
An egg. But presumably one that catches his eye, you know, maybe the wrong size, wrong texture. Something made him stop.
Something made him not just look, but pick it up and think, yeah, this is coming home with me.
That's the first weird turn, isn't it? That impulse to take the anomaly home.
Totally. And what does he do with it? He doesn't put it on the mantelpiece.
No. He puts it in his basement overnight.
The basement, of course. It's always a basement, isn't it? It's like setting the stage. It really is. And predictably, maybe, something wakes him up later that night.
A noise.
A loud noise. From the basement? Your mind would race, right? Animal. Burglar. Did the egg.
Did it hatch? Yeah, that must have been a thought.
So he goes down to check. Cautiously, you'd imagine.
And it's not a raccoon or anything mundane.
No,
Yeah.
it's, well, the story just says a small, strange creature.
Strange. Not necessarily scary at first, just weird.
Exactly. Profoundly other. And this is where it gets even stranger, psychologically speaking.
Because his reaction isn't quite what you'd expect.
Not at all. No screaming, no running. Instead, he sort of adopts
He
it.
takes it in and he gives it a name.
Gibby.
Gibby, such a normal, almost cute name for this thing he found. What is that? Denial. The coping mechanism.
Could be trying to make it normal, maybe tame the unknown by naming it, or maybe just maybe it didn't look threatening at first, just strange.
Okay, so he's got Gibby. What happens next? Does it just stay small and strange?
No, not at all. This is the next really unsettling bit. It starts growing.
Growing like a normal pet.
Not even close. We're talking rapid, unnatural growth over just 2 weeks.
2 weeks. From
What?
small, strange creature
To
to.
fully grown, whatever fully grown means for Gibby.
That's biologically impossible. That timeline is just wrong.
Completely wrong. It defies everything we understand about, well, life. That alone should have been a massive red flag, shouldn't it?
You'd think a giant flashing warning sign saying, this is not normal.
But apparently not alarming enough for this guy, because what does he do next?
Oh no, don't tell me.
He invites friends over.
To meet Gibby, the mystery creature that grew impossibly fast in his basement.
Yep. Hey guys, come see the weird thing I found that's now enormous.
What were the friends thinking? Were they just as curious? Or was it like a morbid curiosity?
The story suggests they were fascinated, maybe caught up in the sheer weirdness of it all. The rules just seemed suspended.
Suspended enough for them to do something incredibly risky.
They decide to spend the night
Where? Not.
in the basement
Yeah.
with Gibby.
Wow. Okay. Just a casual sleepover with a rapidly grown anomaly.
The level of just ignoring the potential danger is staggering. Maybe they thought it was harmless, tamed even.
So the man, the owner, he leaves them down there.
He goes upstairs to his own den, leaves his friends in the basement with Gibby.
Can you imagine trying to sleep, knowing that was downstairs with your friends?
The quiet before the storm, or, well, whatever happened next.
So morning comes, he wakes up.
Around 10 o'clock, the story says, he goes down to check on them.
This is the part where it gets really dark, I assume.
The details aren't explicit in the telling, which almost makes it worse. It just says
Yeah.
what he found was horrific.
Horrific how? Like a crime scene.
So horrific, so wrong, apparently, that there was only one solution, which
Was.
they had to demolish his house.
Wait, demolish it. Like tear it down completely.
Completely raise it to the ground.
Okay, hold on. You don't demolish a house because of a messy crime scene. You clean it. You renovate. Demolition implies.
Contamination. Something so awful it couldn't be contained or cleansed. Something that soaked into the very structure.
What could possibly warrant that? What did he find down there?
That's the terrifying question at the heart of it, isn't it? The story leaves this enormous, horrifying blank.
It gives you nothing. Just discovery, horror, demolition.
Did Gibby transform? Did it do something unimaginable to the friends? Or did it unleash something else?
With the horror? Physical? biological?
Yeah.
Or was it something psychological, something so mind-breaking that the place itself was tainted beyond repair?
We just don't know. The narrative, this piece of modern folklore, just ends there, essentially, with the demolition.
It leaves you hanging with this image.
Right.
The egg, the weird growth, the basement sleepover.
Yeah.
And then utter obliteration, not just of life, but of the place itself.
It's profoundly unsettling because it resists easy answers. It taps into that fear of the unknown, of discovering something that fundamentally breaks the rules.
And the consequence being so absolute, erasure. It really makes you wonder about the things people might find, the strange occurrences that just disappear, leaving only a shudder behind.
Exactly. So while we treat this as a story, a creepy tale from the web, the core question lingers. What truly happened in that basement with Gibby?
And what kind of horror requires a house to be wiped off the face of the earth? It's a chilling thought to leave things on.